From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud. We're going to knock this out in a half hour, man. Any updates on the NHL, life, society? I hope everybody's staying safe, keeping their distance. Ranger Proud on Facebook, Twitter, Ranger.Proud, as well, NYRFC. Of course, writer for Elite Sports New York, our Pizzle, man. What's going on, man? How's everything?
Hey, Steve, how's everybody doing? Hope everyone's healthy and safe during this crazy time. And, you know, just going day by day, my friend.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, man. I hope all is well with you and the family and staying safe. Where do we stand with the National Hockey League, man? Because we named this episode Alternative Playoffs for two reasons. Number one, we have our own battle in life in general with COVID-19, as we already know. But number two, what would the NHL playoffs look like right now? Nobody really knows like who will be in it, who's winning a series, because the Stanley Cup playoffs is such an unpredictable sport. I mean, we could talk about just going back last year and proving that. You could be the best team in the league, run away with the the President's Trophy and get destroyed in the first round, like the Tampa Bay Lightning. So I was always kind of wondering what hockey fans were thinking. Who would be shining right now in the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs if there was a playoffs? You know what I'm saying?
Going for a loop. It would have been interesting to see if the Rangers made the playoffs, had everything completed. And, you know, April 28th, where we're standing, I guess you'd probably be in the middle of the second round, towards the end of the second round, somewhere in that neighborhood, probably in the beginning of the second round here. So it would have been interesting. There were a lot of things going on. I mean, our boys are probably the hottest team in the NHL when the pause came into effect. But I got to tell you, Steve, from everything I'm reading and seeing and looking at, they're at least toying with the idea of completing the regular season and then having a playoff. The NHL is in a tough spot because they don't have too many options coming back. I would think they would rather play out the regular season than have a 2014 tournament style Stanley Cup playoffs, though that still might be something that's on the forefront. They've been pretty tight-lipped because they really don't know what's going on. Everything is varying from state to state and country to country right now. So, but those are just some of the little things I've been reading. I don't want to say they're rumors because you don't know where they're coming from. The NHL themselves have been pretty tight-lipped other than extending quarantines. There were some rumors that a team was told to report May 15th that players should start coming back. I haven't really seen that anywhere verified. So it's still a wait-and-see matter, but it looks like the gears are turning to get some sort of season in play.
Right, right. Because it's almost a day-by-day update as far as where do we stand? I mean, the last time we discussed this was 2 weeks ago, and we were in a different state 2 weeks ago than what we are today. And then we'll be in a different state in another week or two where the NHL or sports in general will be, depending on how the number of cases go down. As far as the recoveries, the more people that get tested, it's a lot of moving pieces. And then the National Hockey League in particular, like the NBA, but when we're talking about the hockey, are, you know, keeping a close eye like everybody else, Major League Baseball, to do what's safe first and what makes sense. Do what makes sense first and then also with safety after that is basically hand in hand. As RP, I really have no idea what the NHL is going to do. I think they're going to try to play, but I think, of course, the safety is first because you do not want this to backfire. I mean, nobody can afford for something, you know, to go out and go ahead and play the games or whatever. And then what if somebody does get sick and you got to set it back another at least 2 to 3 weeks? Oh, if one person gets diagnosed, you know?
Yeah. You know, there are so many factors with it, especially with, you know, what happens if a player or a team representative or a broadcaster or someone tests positive. You know, do they shut everything down? Do they suspend play again? They haven't came back with that, but it is a something they have to consider strongly. They're going to have a game plan if someone tests positive, if it gets spread before they even start it up, so that everyone, fans, players, management, organizations, all have an idea of what's going to happen. The rumors continue with it, Steve, I guess, based on safety. Is this four-city plan to finish off the regular season? It's something Gary Bettman said he's trying to he's seriously looking at. They're trying to do something that's right in the short term by all the teams and all the players. They want to have the playoffs based on integrity and fairness and competition. And in order to do that, they're going to have to complete the regular season because there's too much disparity between some teams that are on the bubble, like the Rangers, for instance, just sitting 2 points out with 12 games to go. It's just it's too much just to say if you're not in the playoffs right now, you're out. It wouldn't be a fair scenario. Also, in my opinion, it wouldn't be a fair scenario if you did a 2014 tournament, because you have a team like the Rangers that are 10 or 2 points out right now, wind up winning the Stanley Cup, and that would be a huge asterisk. Be great for Ranger fans, but it wouldn't be a complete season. And I don't know if the NHL, if they want to go to do so much work to award a Stanley Cup, I don't think they want it to be anything more than, you know, a 2 month suspended season and then completed the regular season and awarded a cup. So it's a real fine line what they want to do and how they want to do it. But it's going to be real interesting to see how they finalize it once all these states start to hopefully open up.
Right, exactly. The dilemma, as far as, like you said, in our case with the blue shirts, of course we want to have a chance to compete where our season was on the up, if you want to call it that, even despite at that time Kreider was – he was hurt. I believe he's back, right, by, you know,
he's
technically
he's good to
injury,
go
from
right? What he said on that NHL conference. I'm losing my track of days. I believe it was last week he did one of these NHL Zoom things they've been having from day to day, and he said that his fractured foot was all healed, and when the season resumes, he's ready to go.
Yeah, so everybody's probably getting their personnel back, their bodies, their players back, basically. So it's really hard to determine, because as hot as we were playing, who knows if we were continuing that right off of this country shutdown, state-to-state country shutdown, world shutdown, really. But, I mean, it's kind of optimistic because you look at other sports across the world, like in Korea, they're playing baseball, as mentioned on our baseball podcast. You have sports being played on the other side of the world where this stuff actually did start with the pandemic. So there is some sort of hope. And then I know these other sports, like, you know, the NHL and everybody else, are paying close attention to how the other leagues across the world are handling this. I mean, there's never been like really a blueprint, maybe in 100 years since, you know, this kind of pandemic happened, when we were nowhere around, you know, we weren't even born yet. But the whole point I'm saying is the NHL is going to, and like the NBA, they're all going to be taking looks. And there's too much money to leave on the table. We talked about that last time, as far as people got to earn paychecks, people have families to feed. The NHL and everybody's done a great job of, you know, pulling together, pulling resources to help the next man or woman up. So the point is, they're going to find a way to make it happen. But as long as it's safe and it's fair, I said before, I think it's going to happen. I just don't know how it's going to happen, because I just don't. I mean, I think there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel, basically.
Yeah. Oh, there's definitely going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. Thank God the news is getting better here in New York. Numbers are down. And, I mean, that's what we're looking for. It's been a long 59, 60 days for everybody. So everyone's itching to get some sort of sports back and some sort of normalcy back in everyone's lives. But it's always going to be said at the end of that sentence, but of course, with everyone being safe, and that's the X factor. Mm-hmm. How safe is it? Safety is going to be something that's going to have to be a trial and error, unfortunately. You know, as many things as you put in to provide safety and a healthy situation for all the players, you're really not going to know until the competition starts. You hope that you do everything and they follow the medical advice with all these different people to get the games started and get play going again. Obviously, it's going to be in empty arenas for the most part, unless something drastically changes, which I really doubt. But we just want to see sports, obviously hockey, but, you know, NBA, NFL, MLB, baseball, and all of that. So, you know, someone has to go first. You know, the NBA and the NHL don't have the luxury of the NFL when they can kind of wait and see what's going on. And even if they back up their season a week or two, they'll get a better idea of if it spreads differently, contact plays, if it's spread through sweat, is there another reason why it would take off and spike up in cases. But like I said, someone's going to have to go first, and it's going to be the NHL or the NBA. I know Major League Baseball is coming out with this whole different start. I was just reading about it earlier. I didn't even get all that down. But they're going to try to do it, Steve. It's just a matter, and we all hope that it just works in everyone's favor and that it can keep the virus under control and get the world back to seeing some sports.
That is true. I know the mantra of we're all in this together, but I got to be real, RP. I really believe the leagues, they are competing for each other's business to a certain extent. Not necessarily me, because you know me, RP. I watch all of the sports. So, you know, you're going to – I'm going to be on the baseball. I'm going to be on the hockey. I'm going to be on everything. But, there's, you know, a lot of it is you either only hockey or you're only hoops or you're only football, whatever it may be. And I got to be real. I just think that the NHL, like you said, this goes back to your point, and I agree with you. The NHL and the NBA, because they're in the same boat because of the way their seasons start and how they ended, they got to watch the NFL last week have record ratings because nobody's going out. So you got to, you know, watch something on TV, watch the NFL.
Right.
So I know the NHL wants to make an impact, not just with the ratings, but just get the flow of things. Because the last thing, it's a bad look no matter who, if somebody does continue the season, no matter which league, if it's the NBA and the NHL says, no, we're not going to do it. But the NBA doesn't end up getting any spikes of cases or anything. So you're going to have NHL fans pissed. Or if it's the other way around, if the NHL plays and the NBA sits out, I'm just saying hypothetically, basically what I'm saying is it could be bad publicity because you know how fans across the board overreact if a commissioner says, no, we're not going to do it. And especially if you're a season ticket holder, things like that. Oh, man. It'll be a real interesting how, like you said, you know, we saw the start of it with the NBA starting to, you know, we're going to pull our players and pull the league. Then everybody else follows suit. It's going to be interesting who gets the ball rolling and then who follows, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the commissioners are talking. I'm sure the NBA and NHL, just for the reasons you laid out, are talking. I don't think one wants to go without the other and vice versa, because someone would be taking a beat, and if it worked out well and the other sport bailed on it. And I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to try to do it unless something drastic changes state to state. It's going to be very different. It's not going to be the hockey that we've known, especially if they do this four-city deal when they're playing. Possibly there'll be three games a day, not for the same team, but trying to condense a schedule in. And they're going to have to come up with a training camp schedule. These guys haven't skated in almost 2 months, so they're going to probably need a 2 or 3 week skating schedule, which is going to be another kind of quarantine situation, I would assume. And I mean, and that's the key factor. If this goes off, let's just say in mid-July and through August for the regular season and for the playoffs and a 3 week training camp, these players are going to have to be sequestered and quarantined away from their families for 3 months for the most part, unless they get eliminated or knocked out as it goes. But for the most part, that's what it looks like is going to happen, because that's where they're going to quarantine them in each city. And what comes with that is you need so many things that aren't discussed. Practice rinks, hotels within the area of where they're playing. There's so many things involved. Officials have to be there. Broadcast networks, organizations, trainers, medical staff. There's a lot too than just putting the players on the ice, which is all factors that the league is working on now so that when things open up, they can just go. Another big factor, Steve, is all the borders are going to be open. Is the Banajad and And look, going to be able to come in with no problem, or are they going to have trouble? Is the Canadian borders up and ready to go and let people in and out of the country? There are so many things that they just don't know yet, or they haven't announced yet. You know, these commissioners have had meetings with the president, so they might have a little bit more understanding of what the game plan is down the road. But right now, none of those questions have been answered publicly. So these are just things that they're going to have to wait for a little bit as they're trying to also, you know, map out a game plan to get started.
Right. That is a great point, man. I know you brought that up last time we talked on the Skype show. But, yeah, just the immigration alone. I mean, as far as if you're coming from Europe, like a lot of the European players on across all the teams, that's a hurdle in itself, man. You know, going through let's open it up. Well, that should end in within 30 days since that announcement had been made. So by the time the league starts up again, I think that will actually be more clear. As a matter of fact, this goes kind of to your point on traveling. I saw with JetBlue, because that's my favorite airline, JetBlue is practicing those procedures in the sense of to board those planes, you have to wear a mask. See, the mask is, as you already know, it's not necessarily about people breathing on you. It's you if you might have the symptoms or the actual COVID-19 yourself, you're preventing it going on to somebody else. So the mask is a protection of yourself onto others. That's probably what's going to happen. The players, no matter how they're flying back, you're probably going to have to be masked up to get on that plane. I mean, I think that's probably going to be the follow suit of all the airlines, especially if you're flying across the Atlantic or the Pacific, depending on where you're coming from. So as far as a hockey player trying to get back in the swing of things. Let me ask you this, because this is news to me as far as the four city. Did they announce the four cities or as far as the hosting?
No, they haven't. They haven't announced it. I know Columbus was one spot. There's one spot in Canada. I forgot which city it was. I know Pittsburgh was interested. I think they're going to try to do one spot in each division. Now, if they're going to realign the teams so that they don't have to travel as much, that's a whole other story. I mean, they're all rumors. So I really don't want to jump on them.
Right.
You know, I've read things as, you know, some of the teams that are already eliminated from the playoffs may not want to do it, but they're going to have to do it because you need those games to be played. What kind of motivation is a team like Ottawa is going to have when they don't even want to be in the middle of this and now they have to compete? There's a lot to it. But the last I had seen with the four cities, the only city I really heard a lot was Columbus, because I believe their practice rink is attached to Nationwide Arena. So that would be ideal. They also need a place that has four locker rooms, because if they're going to be going three games a day, you want to have two teams on the ice in their locker room and at least two teams getting ready to suit up at the same time. So those are other, I guess, prerequisites that the NHL is looking for in order to make it all work. So it's a lot of logistics. It's just a lot going on. Another thing that all the teams have to have to anticipate is players that are coming in international will probably have to sit quarantine 14 days in our country when they return. So if they're going to do something with training camp starting somewhere in June, these players would probably have to be on their way by the first or second week of May. Now, can they do that if the league hasn't announced the date yet? So you see, everything has to be sort of the way we're living our lives now. Everything has to be done in sequence for it all to work out.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think, like here in New York, the pause is supposed to be lifted May 15th. But that's in the state. Apparently in the city that might not happen. We don't know. So then players coming here would have to be quarantined. Players may not be able to leave here. They're not going to be able to practice here. So there's so many things that they don't know or aren't aware of yet. I think that's why the NHL is really trying to stay tight-lipped about what's going on city-wise. But, you know, I know that it's looking at Alberta. Canada is another city. You know, Carolina has an idea of being involved. Minnesota's been considered. So these are just all different speculations, but it looks like the four city thing is how they want. Now they haven't decided. We're just assuming that all the teams in each division will keep battling one another. But now do they have to realign the last two games of the schedule then?
Right.
They'll probably try to avoid travel until the playoffs start. So you'll play all your games in each division series, division city to complete it. But that doesn't necessarily mean it works out. Towards the end of the season, maybe the last five or six games, most teams play within their division anyway. But for the Rangers, who have 12 games left, I haven't looked at their schedule in a while. If they're not all against division teams, well, then what happens with the schedule? And how do you evenly change it? So there are so many factors that are thrown out here that I guess we just don't have enough information on to speculate, but there's a lot going on at one time. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just a lot of stuff to consider, and I'm sure it's changing day to day with the NHL and looking at numbers and data from medical industry and, you know, can they just make it all work? It's kind of cool. It's great to be talking about something other than COVID, but on the flip side to it, man, it's a lot of work.
It is. Hypothetically,
you know, I'm just bringing,
I was going to say,
I'm just bringing up
you,
the, say that again.
No, you don't say, what was your point? And I'll go ahead.
I was saying, I was just looking at the Rangers' schedule. Their last game was that Colorado overtime loss. So, just looking at what the remainder of March's schedule was, just to give everyone an idea, they were supposed to be at Arizona, at home Calgary, at home Pittsburgh, at Buffalo,
right.
Columbus, Washington, Tampa, and Florida. So looking at the schedule, the Calgary and Arizona game, if they're doing what I think they're doing and not going to play teams outside of their division, but they're in, if they were in Columbus, you know what I'm saying? You see what I mean, Steve? It's a little weird. But the Arizona and Calgary game wouldn't work now because they're not going to be within that division. They're not going to be traveling. So how do you replace those two games with an even schedule?
I don't quite know
how they're going to do it.
Maybe within your own division, the team you played the least, you played them. It might be a suggestion.
Because as I'm looking at it now, the Rangers would have four games that wouldn't fit, five games if you include Columbus, that wouldn't fit. The Buffalo Sabres aren't in a division.
Nah.
Columbus is in a division team. Or are they? Columbus is in a division. So it'd be Buffalo wouldn't be, Arizona wouldn't be, Calgary wouldn't be. And the last game of the season was against the Blackhawks. That's four games they have to figure out how do you get, because that's eight possible points. So you need the game. So are they just going to pull four teams out of a hat and say you have to play these teams four more times? That would really
suck
if two of those games are like Pittsburgh and Washington, right? You know, we'd be hoping it was New Jersey or Ottawa. Well, that's a conference game. It's not even Ottawa. So it's a tough thing. They haven't even discussed how they were doing that.
Yeah, I think it could go any way. It could be a lotto system within the division. It could be the teams you played the least, which I think probably would be the most sense. I mean, there's probably other teams within our division in the same boat. They'll probably be playing teams from out west or in a different conference.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. It's just another thing that they haven't announced or even, I guess they haven't even discussed it because first they're trying to get through the medical aspect of can we play games? Can we put, you know, two teams on the ice with officials, coaches, and trainers and do it safely? And I guess they're waiting. They'll probably need another 2 weeks before they can even come up with an idea of announcing that we're going to go forward with this or not. So, it's a lot of logistics. It's a lot of bouncing around of teams and players. You know, oh no, we were wrong. Excuse me, Steve. The Columbus, the Blue Jackets are in the Atlantic Division. So that's another team that they would have to move around. Oh no, they are in the Rangers. I'm wrong. I'm off tonight, guys. Sorry. They are in the Metro Division. So yeah, it'd be four. I'm bouncing around on different pages. I'm sorry. But yeah, so it would be something. I mean, now you look at the Metropolitan Division: Washington, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Carolina, Columbus, Islanders, Rangers, and Devils. If the Rangers have to play three more teams in that division, they're getting screwed on the deal. Not to say that the other teams aren't good or bad, but those teams are so good right now. Who would want to play Washington another time, or Philadelphia for that matter? Pittsburgh.
Yeah. It's a tough division.
You know, I personally think the league will try to make things as fair as possible, but I don't know if it could be an evenly balanced scenario at the end of these to get you through the regular season.
But here's the thing though. I mean, nobody saw this coming, and this is the reason why you have. Well, obviously, this is the reason why you have divisions. But there is a reason why divisions exist, and unfortunately, it may come down to that. Like, we always have these division rivals, yada yada yada, the Islanders, Pittsburgh, whoever, Washington. I mean, it just may come down to who's in your division. Everybody's just going. This is the reason why you play each other in the division and you battle for the division lead. And it may have, and unfortunately, because of these circumstances, it may just come down to who you beat within your division, and go outward in the conference, and then go outward versus the other conference. Probably just the tough luck, man. It's just, I don't see no way other way of doing it. And if but here's the thing though. I mean, we don't necessarily know because I don't know. Well, I'm not really on individual players' social media because I mean, there's a lot of fans that do this where they're really following the workouts of these players every day. You know, I don't keep to the level of that detail, but that doesn't necessarily mean hockey shape either. I mean, you could lift all the weights and all that other stuff, and if you ain't hitting nobody, you're taking faceoffs and skating. You know, that's not hockey. You know, hockey shape and regular gym shape is totally different. We don't know who's in hockey shape. I just really don't know. I haven't. I mean, who knows?
The goalies are going to have the toughest time coming back. These guys haven't faced a shot in how long now? It's going to be a whole new it's going to be who can get ready quickest. I mean, the teams that are locked into the playoffs, you know, the Caps, the Pens, they're going to use the regular season as a tune-up, especially if now there is no home ice advantage because you're going to be playing these neutral cities, it looks like. So if that's the case, then those teams could use the whole rest of the regular season as a tune-up. If you're not battling for home ice in the first round, second round of the playoffs because of neutral city setup, well, damn, that gives them even more of an advantage. You got a team like the Rangers that are battling as soon as the puck is dropped. You got a team like the Capitals that could take their time. You know what I mean? Don't overdo it. Don't push it. You can use those games as practice practically. So it is going to, you know, like you said, they're going to do the best they can to get the product on the ice, but there's going to be some discrepancies between one team and another when the season picks up.
The Metro teams, I can see Columbus being a site or RBC Center in North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina being a site. Those are the two obvious ones for me. I can't think of a site for the Atlantic teams, like the Boston, Buffalo's.
I did read Boston had put a request in or was trying to be considered. I don't remember what their COVID numbers are.
I don't know about there.
Scenario or not.
We sort of had a similar dialogue about that, about the baseball yesterday. And Ohio, I brought up Ohio. Like if MLB wanted to take a lot of teams and put in these little baseball villages, Ohio makes a lot of sense because it's not as many cases like New York, the Northeast in general, and it's spread out. See, Columbus, when you say nationwide arena, makes perfect sense. Or a place like Raleigh, North Carolina, where the number of cases is not as grand like New York. I would say Buffalo, but Buffalo has is part of New York and a lot of the cases there. I can't think of – I can't see Boston, honestly. Boston is almost in the same boat as everything else, like New York, Philadelphia. I just can't see a place like Boston. And then, two of the Atlantic teams are in Canada, so I don't think it's going to be in Canada because from what I understood, Scotiabank Arena in Toronto is being used as, a place for food and shelter. I don't know if they're, want to go there. You're talking about crossing the border. I don't see Montreal, Toronto, those places. And then Florida, I don't see that either. I don't see the two teams in Florida. I don't know what team in the Atlantic I don't know. I mean, you might even see a case where those – I don't know. I'm just going off what you're telling me as far as the four arenas. Do they have?
Right.
Okay, then here's the question: Do they have to be okay? Do the arenas have to be part of the division you're from? Meaning,
no. I don't think anything is etched in stone to that extent. I think that's what they were leaning towards. The other thing I don't know, well, they would have all the teams would stay in that one city. So it goes again like to the borders that we're talking about, Steve. Can Ottawa, Montreal, and Toronto get into the United States in 5 weeks? Will they have the borders open? They should.
Yeah, sure.
But that's another thing they have to consider. Otherwise, then they have to realign the divisions to the Canadian teams play in Canada and stuff like that. It's so there's so much unknown.
Oh, that's a good
that
point.
I don't even know where you don't even know where to start until they start opening up. You just don't know until they start, because the Atlantic Division has three Canadian teams in that division: Ottawa, the Canadiens,
right,
and Toronto. Whereas the Metropolitan Division has none. So,
you know,
there a balance? Is there another way of bouncing it around? It's so unpredictable right now. You know, I think right now they're just trying to get the go that, okay, you can play hockey. And then I'm sure during this period of time, they have a lot of these things worked out in the heads based on what they think will or won't happen in a province, in different states, and so forth. So it's great. You know, the good thing we haven't spoken about is there might be an opportunity here in the month of July and August to be watching all four sports playing at one time and college football. If they get opened, you know, August could be a crazy month for sports. We'll be locking and locking sports and sports, and then you're going to have everything going. You know, you're going to have, you could have PGA golf going, you could have NASCAR going, you're going to have every, you know, the four major sports at one point or another could all be going. You know, it's going to be from nothing to full extreme sports, which would be great just to get our minds off everything else. But you imagine how crazy it's going to be. And, you know, I wrote really quick, I wrote an article last week that I thought the NHL should cancel the season, primarily because where are they getting all these tests from if players need to be tested every week to make sure it's not spreading? And remember, look at this, Steve. If it's in August, how are all these players in five professional sports, golf, NASCAR, how are they all getting tested every week when people are having trouble finding tests everywhere else and getting them checked and processed? It's a lot that they have to put up PR-wise to deal with getting the sport on if you're doing that. So there's a lot more to it than everyone's really seen, because there's so much in one breath, there's so much information, and another breath there's not enough information. And
mm-hmm.
that's where this all, it's really hard to mold it into something so quick. It's going to happen so fast. If the NHL gets the go that they can do it, it's going to have to come by May 15th, May 20th. If you want to start training camp 2 to 3 weeks later, you first got your players back. Everyone's got to quarantine. It's a real logistic nightmare, and it has to happen almost at the snap of a finger. So the ball's going to start rolling pretty fast one way or the other.
Do you think – okay, you brought up a great point. I didn't even think about it. You think it could – see, this too, it's a very big imbalance, because there's a lot more state teams from the States versus Canada. But I can definitely see what you're saying as far as they might just group all the Canada teams, but it's too much of an imbalance. But with that said, going back, if they did do that, go to, you know, to the Canada, I could see a place like Ottawa, because if you've been to the games in Ottawa, I've been once a while ago. Like, the arenas are way out in the sticks, man. I mean, it's like off like the Jersey Turnpike type of deal, meaning it's away from population, it's away from people. It's like in the middle of a farm, basically. So I'm looking at places like that, cities where the arenas are not in big metropolitan cities. Like the Garden has no chance, basically. You know what I'm saying? 7th and 33rd, you can forget about it. They're not going to do that. And especially all the cases that happen in New York, Boston, Philly. I just can't see it. I just can't see it in those types of cities. But I could see it in, like, a Columbus or a Raleigh, especially. Definitely Raleigh. Because that Raleigh's almost set up similar to Ottawa. It's, like, away from the city, off the interstate. You know, it's kind of like Brendan Byrne Arena, like, you know how the Meadowlands is, the old Nets Arena, the old Devils where they used to play by Giant Stadium. It's like that.
Yep.
It's like away from everything. You know, I can see places like arenas like that. Out west, I'm trying to think, Phoenix is another, like, that's another arena, but I don't know if they, you know, it's very hot out there. I don't, you know, by the time you hit August, I don't know, you know, keeping the rinks cool. I mean, they probably could do that, you know, you'll figure that out. I'm just looking at places, venues like that. Ottawa makes sense. if they were to do something in Canada, Columbus, Raleigh, Phoenix,
and
that stands, sticks out.
And not to cut you off, Steve, here's another thing that we're not factoring in, hotels.
Uh-huh.
All these players need somewhere to stay for a long period of time.
Okay.
Within a distance of the arena was the other request I heard the NHL was looking for. Because then I got to get into travel logistics. How to get all these players back and forth all the time.
Now,
so they're looking for a needle in a haystack in some of these towns.
Hotels.
You're going to have six teams coming to the, you know, to a city. Let's just say it's six teams coming to whatever city. The players, the trainers, the broadcast teams, the NHL officials, some organization members. You're looking at a large, multiple hotels that are equipped to handle all of this, that don't have a virus to worry about, that haven't been helping out, you know, with shelters and all of that. There's a lot going on in the world on top of all of this. So that's another thing. That's why they were trying to get arenas that have practice facilities nearby. This way they can kind of do it all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's another reason why it wouldn't work at Madison Square Garden. The Rangers
right.
practice in Rye, New York. The Devils
mm-hmm.
have in Jersey, they have, you know, the Devils have their practice facility right. They have a rink right connected to the Prudential Center. But New Jersey's out because of the high virus cases. So
right.
it's just another little, you know, nuance of what do we do to make this work that they have to all consider.
I think that makes more of a case for Raleigh, like I said, North Carolina
mm-hmm.
and Columbus. Those places definitely. Now, but here's the thing, though. Are we talking, like, you know, when these NHL players on a regular, you know, regular life, they go to these four-season type of hotels, are we talking fancy hotels? Or are we talking, like, Marriott, Holiday Inns? Like, what level of hotel class are we talking?
Huh? I mean, you're talking about staying hopefully in one area for, what, 2 months if you get into the playoffs and make a run of it? Not all the teams. It all depends how they do, you know, within the playoffs. But from I would think the training camps – see, here's my question that I don't know. Are the training camps going to be held in the same cities as where the games are going to be played? Or are they going to train locally and then go? Because that makes it even harder for the New York teams with the cases being so high as they are in – New Jersey and New York and all of that. So it's another thing to consider. If they're going to do everything in each venue city, then you're going to take whatever hotel you can get because there's not going to be that many available.
Right.
I mean, you're looking at a lot of rooms, or you're looking at multiple hotels to make all this, you know, work. It's crazy when you really think about all that's involved in it. It's a hell of a lot of work at the NHL, and I'm sure since they shut down, since they paused, they've been trying to figure out how they were going to do this.
Right.
And, you know, Gary Bettman's got a small team with him. People may complain to him as the commissioner and all, but if he's going to do it, he's going to do it right. I don't think you're going to see anything half-assed. I don't think you'd see anything that endangers players' health and all of that. I'm sure they have a game plan, and they must have an ABC kind of, you know, backup, and then they're just going to see how things open up. You know, what happens if a state that they're planning on having a city doesn't open up in time, which is a
mm-hmm,
distinct possibility.
Right.
Well, then that's
yeah.
out the window. You know, so it's all, I guess, again, we're just going to see how quick things open up, how quick they can get players back on the ice and get them in shape, make sure they don't get hurt. You know, these guys have sat out a long time. 6 weeks off the ice is just long for everybody, from Panarin, Zibanejad, to goaltenders. There's a lot involved. You're getting the rookies going again. Everybody was playing so well. Sometimes it's hard to turn it back on. As much as you miss it, you're going to be out of shape when you get back on the ice. These guys aren't skating anywhere, apparently. That's just a long time, you know, to make sure you don't get injured. And it's not like, okay, you have a regular training camp, and then you go into your opening night and so forth. When these guys come out of this mini training camp, as they're going to call it, you're playing for your playoff lives. You have 10 games, 12 games to make it happen. There's not a lot of error. There's not a lot of give and take. It's going to be marathon hockey. It's going to be a sprint. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun if they can do it, I tell you that. There's going to be some incredible hockey going on.
Here's my final question before we get off, because we saw a great turnout not only just for the WNBA, but the NFL, their drafts held virtually. Any plans for the NHL? Doing something similar?
They want to do the draft before they complete the regular season.
Like baseball, dude.
A little hard to, it's a little more complicated. You know, what do you do with conditional draft picks from previous trades based on your standing if the regular season's not completed? Is a big one. It's not just a matter of drafting, you know, your regular draft picks. There's questions about conditional draft picks. There's also questions, how do you stack a team and draft plays if you don't know how your team looks, or an idea of free agency and signing, which is sort of what they would go through in a regular season if there weren't a delay, but it's another thing that you have to add on the back burner. So I don't know. I was reading about them think about doing the draft before leaving it back on the ice. I don't know if they really want to do that because they see the draw the WNBA and the NFL had, and if they want to try to get some of that fire before the season starts, or if they really think they need to do it because they won't have time from whenever the Stanley Cup Finals end, get a couple of weeks off, and then possibly start up, you know, training camps for the following season. Also, in our country, Steve, the NHL draft won't be anything like the NFL draft. It's, you know, not high-rated as the four major sports. You and I know what's going on, and the diehard fans all around, hockey in general, do. But I don't see them getting nearly the publicity or the exposure that the NFL draft got. Because let's face it, the NFL is on a different level to begin with. I mean, where else can you have a draft when the commission is making the announcements from his basement? Can you imagine if Gary Bettman tried to do that? They'd be all over him. This guy was sitting on his couch.
Oh,
come
on. It wouldn't be that bad.
They have that luxury. The NFL has that power. They have that prestige. So it was great. But I don't think NHL would have the same ratings. I don't know if it's as important unless they can't.
I wouldn't say the same ratings, but depending on when it was and which each state, you know, where all the teams are in the league, you know, whether, you know, if you can't go, you know, if you're on the social distancing, if you can go out, can't go out. But I'm trying to, I think there'll be somewhere in the middle, meaning like the WNBA. The WNBA had the highest ratings for their draft ever, for their league ever in the last, what, the 20-something year history, meaning you may not have NFL numbers, but you could still probably have the highest ratings in your league's history too, depending on how things are.
Yeah, if you're looking at it, sure. If you're looking at it that way, I agree with you. People would definitely, hockey fans would definitely be jumping all over it. The question again lies, you're gonna, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you're gonna start to try to get training camps and all that going, and then pull all the big shots of those organizations out to set up a draft and be prepared for a draft and sit there and do a 3 or 4 round draft at the same time. I don't know, now you're putting too much at one time. You know, they could definitely do it virtually like the other two sports did, even if things are opening up. I just don't know why you would do it before the regular season ended unless you don't think you could fit it in after the Stanley Cup playoffs ended.
Right.
Now, mind you, when the NHL ends, the draft is 2-3 weeks after the finals. 2 weeks, I think it is, after the finals. So if they're going to sit out a month or 2 months in between here, which is another question, Steve, when does the 2020-2021 season start now?
Push it back.
Then you
push it back.
Say that again?
Push it back. Push it back. Whenever.
If they go to play to August, they probably won't start the NHL until sometime in November.
Right. Push it back. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, but now if you're going to, so then why not just have the draft in September then? Why rush it now?
Right. Yeah. Just might as well do it in September.
Everything else. That's what I'm saying. If you're trying to focus on everything else right now, now you want to try to establish to do an NHL draft too. Sometimes they get biting off too much and they can chew.
It could work because from what I gather, the NFL, their schedule releasing until next Saturday from this episode, but their season, from what I understand, may be starting in October, not September. So that September window is going to be open for some sort of sporting event like a draft. That makes sense. Now, the draft was supposed to be in Montreal this year. I don't know what's going to happen. Who knows? They might still be able to have it in Montreal. Who knows? I don't know. But if not, definitely a virtual draft. I mean, you've seen other two leagues do it, and it worked, and it has gotten the best ratings in those leagues' history. So I don't see why not. When it comes to that.
You know, you're right. I'm just reading here now. You're talking to me. We were talking about maybe Carolina being one of those cities.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they just opened up. North Carolina governor just announced this a few hours ago, but announced today that NASCAR can race the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte next month without fans. That race is normally run on Memorial Day weekend on that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be racing in their state. So that's the first state to have a first real sport, it looks like. And that works out well with the NHL, because if everything goes fine with that, then maybe Carolina could open up to doing the city thing without fans. Because once you get that going, then the ball's rolling. So
right.
That looks like would be the first real sport to be playing of any kind since this started. So the doors are opening. Now we just got to see which entrance they're going to walk through to get things going.
Right on. We'll see what happens. Great dialogue, bro. Final thoughts from you, man, as far as the NHL, anything else you'd like to see between now and the next couple of weeks? Are you still waiting patient, or you just want them to go ahead and do their thing as far as gathering a game plan for the NHL? What would you like to see Ranger Proud on that? And also the final thoughts and anything else coming down the pipe from Lead Sports, New York, Ranger Proud, so on and so forth.
No, I'm patient with it. However they think is best to operate and to do it is to do it. It's still going to be a waiting game. You're still going to see a lot of rumors and this. I don't think we're going to hear anything like official. We're going to do this or not do this to sometime after the middle of May. And then if it's a go, you're going to see things happen really, really fast. But I mean, things are opening up. This NASCAR thing, you may not be a NASCAR fan, but it's a sport coming back. It's going to be the first sport without fans, and it's what everyone's looking at. Can they do it? Can they bring all their drivers in? Or they bring a lot of people to a racetrack to run a race, so it's a real good idea of how it'll work. And if someone, God forbid, doesn't get sick after it, to move on. And I think once one sport goes, Steve, it's gonna show that it can be done, and then they're gonna be gung ho,
right.
And then they're gonna be rolling along. So just stay patient and let's just wait it out and see what happens. And hopefully we get, a regular season and a Stanley Cup final and an authentic traditional playoff. I'm not looking for anything 2014s or this and that. Either do it the right way or don't do it at all. That's just how I felt about it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, keep following me. My articles are at Elite Sports New York on Ranger Power, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I appreciate all the support. Keep the comments flowing. Keep sharing the articles. And keep listening to Steve's other channels of the Preview Show, because you have some good stuff going on right now, my friend.
Yeah, man. Fans want to speak sports, man. It's got to be like that, RP, man. People want to hear the hockey and the baseball and hoops and football. They just want to. Fans want to talk sports, man. This is what it's about, man. Get original content from you and hear your opinion, hear my opinion, hear all, each other's opinion. And we either agree, disagree, share it, and go for it. It's sports. We're all in the same boat. We all want to see our team succeed. Even the rivals want to, competition, good, healthy competition. As far as talking, not just talking sports, but just watching sports, watching our team. But, man, like, this is what it's about, man. It's all about whether we agree, disagree, as far as our squads and go on from there, man. That's kind of what the deal is, man. RP, it doesn't even matter, man. If NASCAR comes on, I'm watching. I mean, that's probably – golf, maybe tennis are probably the easiest sports for social distancing versus each other, like competition within the sport. Because you're in the car. You don't have to worry about if somebody's next to you physically. Unless it's a car, but that doesn't, you're going to be shielded by a car, like, and you're constantly moving. Golf, if they were to do that, that's very easy to stay 6 feet away from each other, because it's golf. Like, if you're partnered or if you're a parent with somebody, or they're probably not, they may not even do the parent thing. And if you do the parent, you just stay 6 feet. It's easy with golf. Tennis, same thing.
Yeah.
Like, when you're playing against somebody in tennis, they're literally like 20 feet away from you. So at all times.
That's right.
So those sports are going to be easy to do. But the hockey, the NBA, I don't know. I was going to really ask you, man, do they even implement one of those spinner masks. But I don't know. I mean, they're probably just going to do the testing thing first and let the players play the way they want to play. Or if the players choose to wear a mask, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know if you could even wear a mask in hockey. You're drinking water. You're sweating. I don't.
Yeah.
I really. I think if they want them to wear a mask, then it's not safe to play. That's just how
That's a good point.
That's just how, you know, look, they had the same problem with baseball. You got an umpire standing 30 inches or 20 inches behind the catcher. He's coughing, he's spitting, the batter's coughing and spitting. There's a lot going on there, too. What is the safety factor with that? These, you know, officials are a big part of the game, and they're not talking about it a lot. And I know I umpire, so I kind of try to advocate with them for them. It's a big deal for these guys. It's not as clear cut as everybody thinks. It's not a matter of money. It's a matter of safety. It's a matter of going and bringing it home to families or being away on the road so long alone. It's a really, really unique situation. I'm very curious to see how it plays out. You know, it's going to be historic one way or the other. If they try to get this going, it's going to be something you're going to look back at. If they could piece this together and get sports back, it's going to be interesting, but they have to do it in a way where, even though it's about the money, it can't be shown that it's about the money, because people aren't going to put up with that.
Oh, no, not at all.
It's got to be more than – you know what I'm saying, Steve? And I know it's all about dollars and cents. I understand that. But don't just put the guys on the field or on the ice just to make the money and all, because then when someone gets sick, the first thing you're going to say is, was it worth it? And you're going to lose that battle. You got people around the world dying and all, struggling, $30 million out of work and unemployment, and these guys will be going playing professional sports, getting paid their millions of dollars. You got to make it work the right way that everyone benefits and enjoys it.
One more question. I can't. A lot of things are just coming to my head, and I know you said final thoughts, but let me throw this in there. Is it even possible? Okay, how are you? Okay, if you're broadcasting the game, it's going to be just as regular like we normally would have seen it on, like, let's say, NBC Sports, or are we going to have these two broadcast teams from each team? If they're going to try to make money, are they even going to think about – I mean, like you said, they're probably not going to try to stay away from the pay-per-view aspect of it, because if you're not getting fan attendance, you're losing revenue. So how do you make up money? You charge to see people watch the games. And now you know that the sports don't want that kind of bad publicity. How would they do that?
Well, one thing I heard is they might have new and unique views, because now they can bring the cameras closer down to the ice because there aren't fans in the way. So they said from a television standpoint, it might be more interesting watching a hockey game now. That was just one thing I had read. I'm assuming that they're going to show the games the same way on your local broadcast. Every game is going to be on national coverage just because they're playing. It's easier now for the NHL than when the playoffs start, because there's no Olympics. So the NBC family and networks will be open for playoffs like it always is, because NBC doesn't have much going on in August. There are some events, but for the most part, they could do it. Regular season games, I would still think your local broadcast teams are going to show it, and the games will be aired on MSG Network and MSG Plus and so forth. Once the playoffs start, they would do the same thing. The first two rounds were on national and on your local network, and then semifinals and finals went to full exclusive coverage with NBC. I don't see any of that changing. Also, that would be part of the agreement with the television, so that the league gets the money, the TV people get their advertising from the commercials and so forth. So I would think that would all pretty much stay in play. I could be wrong about that, but I haven't read anywhere, unless that's something that hasn't been brought up, other than NBC knew they'd be able to do this because they didn't have to worry about the Olympics in July and August now. Well, whoever that 2 week window was. So I think it'd be the same.
You know what? You brought up a great point now, and then we'll get out. If there was ever a thing I could not stand about watching hockey on TV, and now this is a great chance, if they would even experiment with this, and I wish they should, because it's not going to be fans in the arena, I would love to see a panoramic camera view of the entire rink. It get high enough where you can see each end of the rink, the east and the west end of the rink. Because the one thing you watch, you know, of course you know this, and you know me, you go to the game, you can see everything as it happens, because in TV, you only can see as much as it follows the puck. Where if you had a panoramic view with no fans, you could see who's coming onto the ice on a line change clearer. You know, you could see if there's something in the back end of the zone behind the net, who's coming on, who's picking up somebody else who's coming on the ice. Like the same experience you would see at Madison Square Garden or any game or any arena watching it live, you actually have a better chance to watch it on TV now. That I would like, actually, to be honest with you, because if there's ever not. I wish they did that, you know, like you could see the entire rink, you know, follow the puck, but still have a camera view to catch everything. But you have fans there. You can't do that. Now you could probably pull that off.
Yeah. You know, didn't they did something similar to that at the Winter Classics and the football stadiums, because they used the wire that the television networks used to cover a little bit more. So you got sort of what.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Sort of like, it wasn't the whole, but it gave you a different perspective of the ice from a different angle. Yeah, I think it'd be fun to try things out now. Obviously, they probably won't be able to do a lot of it once fans are back in the stands. But for now, in this era right now where they stand, I think it'd be awesome just to try different views.
I would love that.
More involved, get more, yeah, not so much the traditional angles of broadcasting. But I think you'll see that. I think they have nothing to lose. You know, if it sucks, then they just go back to the regular one. But if they bring in some extra cameras and some different angles, you know, they could do something like that from behind. The net is pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
You know, because you could be in those low sections to get across the whole length of the ice, seeing plays develop coming down from defense to offense. If you're behind a goal, it's some exciting hockey because you can see everything developing in front of you instead of the start.
Exactly.
So I would hope they would try to do something to get fans enticed to watch it. Not that they really need much enticement by the time we get something on television.
Right on, man. All right, RP and Steve, man. iTunes Podcast Republic, Twitter, Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. Check out the Ring Podcast on all those platforms. And, of course, Ranger Prowl's articles for Elite Sports New York, man. Doing a great job out there with the team with Elite Sports New York. Stay safe, everybody. We'll be back talking sports soon, man. Sangre azul, ladies and gentlemen. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, bleed blue, bleed blue, bleed blue, bleed blue, bleed blue.